Policies prompted by the AIDS epidemic of the 80s still prevent gay men from donating blood. That prohibition is outdated, according to a letter written by 82 members of Congress. The letter cites advances in blood screening and notes other countries allow gay men to donate blood. Lewis Katz is chief medical officer at America's Blood Centers. That organization represents about half the nation's blood supply and has long supported changing policies to allow gay men to donate 12 months after stopping risky behavior.
Is it a zero risk? Probably not zero risk, but it's unmeasurable. It's so small, it's hard to measure the risk. And what we've done is we've put in layers of testing that are so sensitive and so well controlled, the risk of missing an infection, we have a very difficult time measuring it directly.
Dr. Katz says changing the policy would increase available blood. He says there are always spot and seasonal shortages around the country.
The past several years, the red blood cell supply has been pretty darn good. Platelets are a different story. They're much shorter shelf life, significantly more involved collection procedures.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is conducting studies to allow gay men to donate blood. A 12-month waiting period for gay men would be in line with other high-risk donors, like those with viral hepatitis. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.